Good morning, filmmakers. This is Herschel Zahn coming at you with another Film Aspire podcast. Film Aspire is proudly presented by FYL Entertainment, inspiring artistic lives. And you can check us out at a couple of different places around the web. You can find us at fylentertainment.com as well as filmaspire.com. And all of our episodes do go live to iTunes, keyword Film Aspire. How's everybody doing this weekend? We are coming at you at the end of February 2013, and already it has been an expansively busy, hectic, crazy year. My producing partner, Catherine Furrow, and I are hard at work on a lot of different projects, and if you do not currently subscribe to Catherine Furrow's podcast, the Acting for Your Life podcast, please do head over there to actingforyourlife.podomatic.com and listen to all of her wisdom about the wonderful world of acting and directing and producing and just trying to live your life in a balanced manner. Also, actingforyourlife.org. So check that out, Acting for Your Life. All right, there's all the plugs right at the top of the show. Get that out of the way. I'm actually en route to the gym this morning. I'm trying to get myself better in 2013, and I'm still hard at it. I'm about 2 months into my new regime here at the top of the year, and I'm bound and determined to make it last. So that's a very important thing as, you know, an artist and as a filmmaker, especially, is to set yourself goals and to stick to them, because if you don't, you'll never achieve what you're trying to do if you don't set yourself manageable goals that you can achieve and see results from them. That's a very important part of what we do. But that's not the topic for today's show. The topic for today's show actually comes from a listener that asked me to speak on one of the most uncomfortable topics I could possibly bring to you on a show, and I'm going to go ahead and knock out the two most uncomfortable topics that we can have on a show, and that is the topic of body odor on a set and harassment on a set. And I've had both of these issues come up in my tenure as a filmmaker and as a manager in general, and they're uncomfortable, but they do have to be dealt with for everybody's comfort and just so things don't get out of hand. So I will say that these are the two issues that, as a manager of the company I work for, I am a manager, and as a manager, two of the things that I hate talking about the most, actually the two things I hate talking about the most, are body odor issues and harassment issues of any type, whether they be sexual, verbal, whatever type of harassment you're dealing with. Those are two things that I just hate talking about, but they're very important, and this is a real issue for everybody, especially the body odor thing, because people are just, they get uncomfortable, they don't want to work with certain people, and it's unfortunate, but it's something that you have to deal with, okay? When we're on a film set, you always end up working in close quarters with somebody. You know, you're in a tight room shooting, you've got four or five people huddled around trying to see the monitors on the camera, especially on a low-budget film set or a micro-budget film set. Can't believe I just said low budget. I don't believe in those words. But on a micro-budget film set, you probably don't have external monitors that everybody can see the picture, so everybody's trying to crowd around that little 3.5-inch LCD screen on the back of your DSLR camera. And, you know, you're in very close proximity to other people. And if one or more individuals have a real body odor problem, they can really put people off. And it's something that you should just deal with right then. I won't say it doesn't have to be uncomfortable, because it's always uncomfortable. There's nothing comfortable about having the body odor talk, but you do have to have it, and it's this thing you need to take somebody aside at the end of the day after everybody else is gone, give them a call, but actually don't do it over the phone. Do it in person, and just say, hey, look, there have been some complaints. We need to just make sure you take a bath or take a shower. Right, and don't allow them to just Febreze their clothes or mask it with cologne, because that will only put a Band-Aid on the problem. They need to bathe, and that's something I always put in all of my documentation when somebody comes to work on one of my sets. I expect them to be prepared, and part of that is being showered. And being prepared for the workday is being clean and not putting off your co-workers. And especially if you're in a situation where actors are involved and actors are having to do things that are, especially during scenes of intimacy or love scenes or anything like that, if there's a really foul-odored person on set, that can really be a detriment to the set. And, you know, this problem doesn't extend only to crew members. The problem is also for actors. And I've had situations in the past where actors have come to the set not smelling the best. Actually, I was working at ATL, Actors Theater of Louisville, here a few years ago, and I was working there with my wife, actually. We were doing a production, and an actor just decided that he wasn't going to bathe anymore because he decided his character wouldn't bathe that often. And it really got to be a problem because he would wear the same rehearsal clothes every day, and he'd take them off, stick them in a bag, and stick them in the road box, and get back and put the same clothes on the next day and never wash them. And it got to just be a horrid, horrid problem, and caused a lot of strife amongst the cast and the crew, and nobody wanted him around. And then he had, you know, these scenes where he had to kiss the lead actress, and he was always eating peanuts, and it just really inconsiderate stuff, which was not serving his character. I think it was more or less serving his ego. And that's something you just don't want to get into. You want to serve the character. You want to serve the project before you serve your own ego. So that would be the side of the actors on that. The other side of this issue is the harassment issue. And I'll give you a little anecdote about this. We were working on a film called Wish for the Dead, which is the same movie I've been talking about for a year and a half. Now we're coming down to the end of that. But we had a scene very much toward the beginning, and it was one of our bigger scenes, is this giant zombie scene where a morgue comes to life. And at the end of the scene, one of the zombies was supposed to jump on this little orderly that's working in the morgue and rip his throat off. And we'd had a prosthetic built and all this other stuff. Well, the actor was a very jovial guy, and he always was joking around, and he had this joke where he would randomly sit down next to somebody, and, you know, he'd kind of sigh and say, "Well, just got back from the doctor. I found out I have X," whatever thing he could say to really freak the other person out most. And he did this while on a set for an earlier shoot, and the actress who was supposed to jump on his back and rip his throat out heard him, and she became concerned. She became concerned that he was serious. And no matter, sorry about the clicking turn signal here in the car. I am driving, but she became concerned that he was serious and that he actually had this affliction. And no matter how much convincing I did, oh, this is something he does, this is something he jokes around with, she wouldn't believe me. And actually, we ended up having to rewrite the scene to have a different zombie attack this character, because she just would not jump on his back and put her lips to his throat, even on top of a prosthetic, to rip his throat out. So that's the kind of problem that a harassment issue can begin to entail. And you need to understand that harassment, as defined by, you know, the major agencies, your OSHA, your unions, it's not just, you know, trying to talk somebody into a sexual situation or making derogatory comments. It is anything that makes another person in the work environment uncomfortable. So it is inappropriate touch. It is an inappropriate language. But it could be religious conversations. It could be political conversations. It could be joking in poor taste manner. There's a lot of things that go into harassment. So you really have to be careful, especially as independent filmmakers, as we're moving up the ladder and we get onto bigger and bigger sets, they can really become issues. And I mean, one of the things that artists love to do is debate politics, especially in the film industry. Everybody is very, very intelligent and they want to debate politics. But that can lead to a harassment situation, because politics is something you should not be discussing in a work environment. And a lot of people treat films as, you know, little cotillions where they get to go and hang out with their friends and just talk about whatever, and it really isn't like that. You really must run it like a business, even if you're in a situation where no one's getting paid. It should be a professional environment where you come, you do the work, you have fun, but you get the job done, and you save the politics, religion, all that stuff for after hours at the bar when everybody's getting a drink. You know, and that's when it gets really interesting. The heated political debates really come at that time. But you really have to be careful to not allow things like body odor and harassment issues to plague your set. Because if one person starts in on it, it can really bog down the whole project, especially if it's a character that's going to be on every set every time. Your crew has to deal with that person every set every time. Or, you know, it's a crew member that's going to be with you every single shoot of your film. You really have to monitor those and make sure that you don't end up having a real issue on your film set. That's going to about wrap it up. I have got some really exciting stuff that's been going on with Film Aspire and with the FYL Entertainment world. The music video that we did for Gerald Harris, entitled Amazing God, has gone national, and we found out over the weekend while we were on a shoot that it got picked up by 30 more stations nationally to be aired. So look for that. You can find that on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/HZond, or look up FYL Entertainment on the Facebook. We do have a new page on Facebook, and you can like us there. We would love all of your likes. We're going to be traveling to the Dead Winter Horror Con in March. I believe that's the 6th, 7th, and 8th. You can check out Catherine and I there. I believe I have a film that's going to be showing there. That's how scattered my brain is. Sometimes I can't even remember exactly everything that's going on. But we will be presenting a directing workshop with Catherine, and I will be presenting the Film Aspire workshop at the Dead Winter Horror Con, plus celebrities and films and all sorts of incredible things going on at that show. It's a blast. I got to be there last year. Brian and Samantha Sizemore it's Brian and Sam. They're going to become Mr. and Mrs. Sizemore at the event. I'm really excited about that. They brought me down last year, and we showed Girl Number 3, and we just had such a great time, and I'm excited to attend their wedding and really share that experience with them, and congratulations to Brian and Samantha. Okay, that's going to about wrap it up. If you have any show topic suggestions, questions, or comments, or things that you'd like to hear me talk about on air, go ahead and send me an email right now to filmaspire@live.com. Now, all of our websites and whatnot are under construction and changing format from even what we didn't have before, what we started building. We're revamping it all. FYLentertainment.com, that's FYLentertainment.com, will be the new hosting platform for all things Film Aspire, Acting for Your Life, Sentimental Journey, FYL Creative. All these things that we are currently building are all going to be hosted under that one banner website. So you'll be able to access FilmAspire.com via that gateway. So all those emails will be changing here in the near future. But for right now, Film Aspire, God, there's a lot of Fs in my world right now. FilmAspire@live.com is the gateway to get information to me that you'd like to hear about. I just want to take a moment and thank everybody out there around the world. We're in 43 countries around the world now are listening to and buying into this message that you can do this. You can make a film. It is possible if you just are dedicated to the process and you work your little buns off. You can be a filmmaker, no matter the budget, no matter if you have extravagant stars, if you have extravagant locations, you can still make a great film with your wit, your know-how, and focusing on your story. And with that, I've got to get in here and get my gym on, and we've got some more shooting to do this weekend, so I wish everybody a happy weekend of shooting, and get out there and tell your story.